frenzied activity as some 3,000 troopers of General John Buford's Union cavalry prepared for battle. Advancing from the west along the Chambersburg Pike were 7,000 confident Confederates under Major General Henry E. These battle-wise veterans expected to brush aside this small Union force and continue into the prosperous town of Gettysburg for badly needed supplies. The battle began at 8 a.m. Fighting a superb delaying action, the outnumbered Union cavalry gained ground slowly, awaiting infantry reinforcements. McPherson's Barn marked the center of this action. At 10 o'clock, advanced elements of Union General John F. Reynolds' 1st Corps arrived, relieving the exhausted cavalrymen and driving the surprised Confederates back. The battle increased in fury as more troops from both sides reached the scene. By noon, Union forces controlled the field. The Southern forces, though victorious on this first day, were now weakened and disorganized and could not follow up their success in the remaining hours of daylight. The Union Army, with time now to concentrate and prepare its defense, would eventually win this battle at Gettysburg.